The Hopkins County United Way campaign went way over its $160,000 goal at the 7th report meeting Tuesday morning. After the meeting, I talked with Chris Voorhees, who's serving his second year as campaign drive chair.
We're over the top, that's right. We exceeded the goal once again, and it's just exciting to know that there's a lot of people out there that are going to get help, and actually those organizations are going to receive more funds than what they were even allocated. So that's great for them because that just means they get to help more people.
Now, way over the goal, actually.
Well, we are. I think it's about 15.5% is what I calculated. Let me get that number for you exactly. It's today's report meeting, we brought in $30,135. And as I shared in the meeting, I believe that's the third consecutive week that we brought in over $30,000 in our report meetings. That brings us to a grand total of $184,303.42. So that's $24,000 over our goal. But if you remember, when we started that, when we set that goal, we said that we want that to be our starting point. We don't want it to be the finish line, because we know the harder we work, the more money we raise, the more money the organizations receive, and more people will get help.
And actually made more than that last year, I believe, raised more than that.
The final number last year was 196, but what happens is some of these corporate donations will come in through the end of the year, and maybe even through the first of the year. And I think the Lowe's, the Walmarts, and some of those, and I think TXU, and some of those will come in later. And so we're anxious to see what actually comes in. But last year, I think the final number was 196.
Now, you do have one final meeting to kind of wrap everything up.
Yes, we do. We know there's packets still floating around out there, and that's where the workers, that's the ones that we need to actually get out and make sure we get picked up and report. Because those corporate donations, they just kind of come in gradually, but these packets need to be picked up. So we're encouraging our workers to get out there and finish up, and let's bring them back together next week and see what we can wrap up, and then we'll just wait on those other corporate donations to come in.
This was all inspired because somebody found as they were passing out packets, I guess, found out one the year before that was never picked up.
Yeah, and that was probably about 2 years ago. I think Susan shared a story that had a worker that went to deliver a packet, and when they delivered that packet, the business owner said, "Wait a second, I think there's a packet back here from last year," and they opened it up, and there was a check in it from the previous year that was never picked up. So that's money that somebody could use, so we don't want that to happen again, so we're encouraging our workers to make sure they make the phone calls or stop by those businesses and pick those packets up.
Now, you have a special friend out there, apparently, this anonymous donor that helped the last couple of years.
It's a blessing. Yeah, I really don't know what to say other than they're going to receive their reward in heaven. That's kind of when you give. You can receive your reward here on earth, or if you get it on earth, you may not receive it in heaven. But when you give anonymously, you know that that's a special heart, and they're looking for their reward in heaven. And so it's just really, really neat, and actually brings tears to my eyes, because it's just neat to see how that works and see the generosity that they have. And then, the Lord's in their heart.
KSST News.